This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
The 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show. I don't know if I sound any different, but the beard is gone. The hair, I look like a human again. The Dirty 30 is officially over. The Rockies are 30-48. We had fun with it. Thank you, Susan and Cheryl. One guy who got behind this from the very beginning, great friend of mine, I think pretty great friend, probably best friends, Coach Mike Sanford, Altitude Radio's Coach Mike Sanford. Not only was he in on this and thought this was fun and what, well, maybe crazy, he actually predicted that the Rockies would win their 30th game on the 20th day of June, and that is exactly what they did. He predicted this at the beginning of the season. Coach, how in the, what did you know and when did you know it, man?
Well, yeah, first off, Brady, we are best friends.
Yes, yes, thank you.
We're
thank
dirty,
you.
We're brothers in Dirty 30 arms to begin with.
Couldn't have done it without you.
Second of all, I want to make it very clear, I am a bearded wonder myself. So the Dirty 30 for me was actually not to get rid of my beard or get a haircut. Ended up being a friendly bet between me and Alex Ryanemi. Raj, who's my co-host on the Morning Sprint on Altitude Sports Radio 92.5 from 10 to noon. And, you know, he was telling me that without a question, the Rockies are going to lose well over 100 games. And, you know, I was like, Raj, I actually think this team's going to be a whole lot better. And just even just utilizing analytics at all, let alone getting one of the best minds in all of sport in the analytics space in Paul DePodesta, like, that might be worth 20 wins right there. So, sure enough, last year the Dirty 30 was reached on August 2nd.
That was a rough
very
go.
Bold of me to predict June 20th. We went back and checked. It was on March 27th that I predicted the June 20th. And even crazier is Alex Ryanemi looked up the schedule and he said it's going to happen against Paul Skeens, which is even wilder. So there were some serious Raj Stradamus and Coach Stradamus happening on Altitude Sports Radio. And the bet for us was dive bar of our choice, loser, or the person that's not close to the date, and Raj had picked July 6th, I believe, is that he would have the bar tab for the other individual and his spouse. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to have a little get-together at Platte River Bar and Grill. That was my dive bar of choice here in right off Santa Fe in Littleton.
Well, okay, can you raise a glass for me, Mike? I would appreciate it because I enjoyed this, actually. I like growing the beard out once in a while, growing the hair out, just see what it looks like. But there's a stretch that I finally hit. I have a cowlick that's not just on my head. It goes through my face as well. So I had one part of the beard curling around the ear, the other part straight down. The right side of my face was completely unmanageable. So the last two or three weeks, I was ready. And Saturday night, when they're up 2-1, I'm thinking, they're going to get my hopes up. This is going to happen. They're going to get my hopes up here, and we're going to continue this, and it's going to go into next week. And it ended in a bizarre way, but they got it done. So, I mean, it couldn't have come at the right time. I was at the end of this thing. I was ready to be done.
Is there anything more Rockies than the Dirty 30 ending on a day in which Jake McCarthy has a Little League home run inside the porker and just legs it out and throws on his purple coat, you know, just, and then you win on a, like, I still don't really see the interference call at Karros, Drew. It's just wild to me, but you know, at the end of the day, it was meant to be, and, it was fairly glorious. Now, I'm not going to allow you nor any of your listeners to rest on your laurels because I've already moved on to the next thing that will make Rockies baseball not just, you know, watchable at a very minimum, but actually must see baseball as we go through the summer and into the fall. And I've now launched this morning on my show, should you choose to accept, is Mission 63. And that is the date that is predicted that the Colorado Rockies get to 63 wins and thus end their streak of seasons with 100 or more losses in a season.
Oh my
gosh.
I have
predicted September 25th, and that is a game at the Chicago White Sox in game 160 of the season, and I'm picking that day to be the glorious day that all things that are evil and terrible must come to an end, and that is the day that the Colorado Rockies no longer are the laughingstock of 100 lost seasons in back-to-back-to-back years.
September 25th against Chicago. Okay, I'm writing it. I'm going to have to think about that. Are you doing anything? Are we putting anything on the line here? I'm not sure I'm ready to go.
This was another Raj. Okay, so Raj is – his prediction is that the Rockies are going to finish with exactly 100 losses.
Okay.
So that in and of itself is a prediction. And I'm picking – September 25th for the end of the reign of horribleness, and that's going to be the 63rd win for the Rockies.
If you get
a double digit loss season, so we're putting a steakhouse bet on the line, and it's bougie this time. It's bougie. So, but either one of them has to hit on the day or exactly 100 losses. So it's not a closest to the pin. It's a hole in one challenge.
If you get this right, I think you need to go to fairs around the country and just set up a booth. I seriously, if you get this right, you know, you can wear one of the hats and everything, man. It'd be like the movie Big, and you could just start predicting futures for everybody and granting wishes. Because if you nail this, man, I mean, what else is there to do? You've already arrived.
There's nothing more, Coach Mike Sanford, and I don't like to refer to myself in the third person, but there's nothing more on brand for me than getting this prediction right and having absolutely $0 invested in the betting markets. Because Raj found out just kind of like he reached out to a couple of the betting sponsors on Altitude Sports Radio, and they put the odds of that bet hitting at plus 20,000.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even do like the math on that. Would be like you could put a very low amount on that and make some serious change.
Crazy to think about it. But I mean, it's made Rockies baseball fun to watch. And frankly, let's just call it like it is. Rockies baseball is pretty fun to watch this year. You know, there's intelligence behind what they're doing. The trade deadline is going to be fascinating because there are multiple players that could very easily command a haul, which is a good place to be. If they can just shore up the bullpen, there are some really fun, exciting young players that are hitting well, and it's become like Father's Day tickets at Coors Field for yesterday's game, where you know the get-in price was $50. Like, that hasn't happened in a long time. I mean, there's been days where the get-in price has been $4. So I mean, it's becoming a better product. And I think we can tip the cap already to Paul DePodesta and what he's been able to do just from an intellectual perspective.
No question. And the fact that there are a handful of guys, not just one or two guys, there's a handful of guys that you could say, hey, they could either command a haul in a trade, or maybe there are other guys you can build this around. And that's exciting. You know, last year, we decided to do Tanner kind of came up with this plan. He's like, I'm not going to shave. I'll only shave when they win a series. Every time they win a series, I'll shave. Then, of course, maybe after one too many adult drinks, I said, you know what? I am not having a good time watching the Rockies. I'm bored out of my mind. I feel like it's a job to watch the Rockies. So I'm doubling down on the bet. That's why we started doing this. Tanner joined me on this, and we said, let's make it interesting at least throughout the season. And it was. But I hope someday, Coach, they don't need us. They don't need the Dirty 30 to make the Rockies interesting. And I think that day is almost upon us. Maybe it'll be in the future, but we're getting there.
Yep. It sounds crazy. I think it sounds crazy on both sides. But I think the Colorado Rockies are going to be in the playoffs in 3 years.
There's another one.
I think they finally have at least the path forward that makes sense to say, okay, there's a handful of 24 to 28 year old players that either could be dealt or could be long-termed that are exciting baseball players that can hit and get on base and keep the line moving. And now it's just about getting the bullpen and the starting rotation into a place that's at a very minimum is competitive. I do think Hunter Goodman's a player you got to hold on to. Right now he's fifth in Major League Baseball in home runs, and I think you have to have that in Colorado. You have to have one guy that is a true home run hitter, and that's kind of been sorely lacking from the Rockies organization, you know, for a good chunk of the last 25 years. I think you got to continue to find flamethrowers that can light it up, you know, in the high 90s or, you know, low 100s. And because it's hard, man. Movement pitchers just don't work at altitude. So it's going to be interesting to see how the build continues. But I, at the very least, I'm excited that it's a product that is watchable now.
Yeah, no question. Coach Mike Sanford joining us. And going back to that final win, the 30th win for this Rockies team, I had no idea with Kyle Karros. I'm like, what are you doing, man? You didn't even, like, what's happening out there? I didn't really even pay attention to whoever the guy was running from second to third.
I wasn't
even watching him. All I was watching was Karros and the ball, and then he just pulled up and looked around. I thought, no, they're going to tie this thing. They're going to win this thing. The Rockies are going to fizzle in the bottom of the ninth, and here we go again. But fortunately for us, at least, I know Pirates fans might not feel the same way, but the umpires get together and say, yeah, that was interference. So that's an out, game over, Rockies win, it's over.
Do you think that Kyle Karros was actually playing four-dimensional chess when he did what he did? Because he charged the ball, he saw the runner, you know, really kind of throw caution to the wind. And, I mean, really the control was in his hands that he could make contact with his glove on the back foot of the base runner. And then he immediately pled a contest to the ruling. So I'm kind of wondering, like, was there brilliance in what Kyle Karros was doing there to get win number 30? Like, I think it may have been, like, wisdom beyond his years. Like, I watched my dad do this at a really high level for a very long period of time. And so there might be some really heady baseball that was being done. Do you think that was something he kind of like knew exactly what he was doing?
I don't know, man. He could have been watching the NBA Finals or the Western Conference Finals with OKC. Could have been watching the World Cup and learning how to take a little bit of a dive, a little bit of a charge. And he's like, I'm just going to seek contact and we're going to get the call. Maybe so.
Either way, it was brilliant. And win number 30 is here and secure. It was weird, right when he gets win number 30, I'm like, they might not win another game for 2 weeks.
No, but it
was so glorious, and sure enough, Father's Day with a massive crowd, and you know, ended up rallying and made the game fairly competitive at the end. But it's really really interesting stuff. So I'm curious to see how this thing how it trends. And my magic number for trades at the deadline, or I think three pieces are going to get traded at the deadline, and I do think that your starting pitcher Shugano will end up being part of that at the deadline. You could probably get something in return for him. The thing that scares me is, like, Hunter Goodman's a catcher that is going to hit nearly 40 bombs. Like, there could be a crazy amount of interest in him. I think it's worth parting ways with that. You know, he's a unicorn, man, like a catcher that hits for power like that. You know, even Buster Posey wasn't a guy that hit that many home runs or anywhere near it. So I'm curious to see how it all plays out, but it's going to be really, really interesting.
Yeah, no question, man. And the fact that we're talking about a few names, at least, that might yield something in return is a good step in the right direction. Man, Mike, appreciate you, my friend. And, hey, don't be a stranger. I loved going back and forth with you on this Dirty 30 business. And, hey, let's do it all again next year, assuming there is a next year.
Mission 63, should you choose to accept it. I dare you to look closely.
All right.
And see, is there a world that exists that the Colorado Rockies improve by more than 20 games and somehow find a way to get 63 or more victories, thus ending the streak of 100 loss seasons.
And that would be a massive improve, no question, man. There we go. Nostradamus himself, Coach Mike Sanford, always appreciate you, my friend, and look forward to catching up with you the next time.
All right, we'll talk to you, Brady. Keep up the good work.
All right, man, you too. There he is, Coach Mike Sanford. So he's throwing out another prediction. I got to tell you, Mike, I don't think I have the energy to do anything else. I got the hot dog eating contest coming up. That's going to take a lot of energy out of me.
You're going to be able to eat 4 hot dogs?
No, I'm eating 10. I'm eating 10. 10 hot dogs. That's the goal. A hot dog a minute. We're going to do it. 4 is easy. 4 all easily. You got the over under 4. Hammer that.
But it has to have the bun with it.
Bro, are you new to hot dog eating contest? The buns are always with the hot dog eating contest. Chestnut would be very upset with you.
I don't think you can eat more than 4.
Yeah, I could eat it. Yeah, I could do it. I'm going to get you to do this with me next year. It'd be like the tortoise and the hare kind of thing.
Do I have to pay for it?
The beautiful part, thank you for bringing this up. It's free to enter. If you think you got what it takes to beat me in a hot dog eating contest, I think we still got one spot left. We still got one spot. But you can't because you're producing this one. But maybe we could arrange something.
No.
Maybe. You're not interested? Even if it's free, it's free hot dogs.
Well, yeah, free hot dogs, but like you know I'm going to stop like after 2, like, I'm full, I'm done.
Well, you're a slow eater. You're a pretty slow eater.
I am.
So
I like to savor my food.
That's going to go against you in this. I'm a fast eater. So that's what I'm going to go fast. We're going to see how many we can get while we're feeling okay. That way we don't hit that wall. I've never done an eating contest before in the history of my life. So I'm just going to go in, just like when I beat Tanner at Big City Roadhouse. I hadn't sprinted in years. And I just did it. Relied on myself.
And you scared him away.
I did.
You scared him away from the hot dog eating contest.
I beat him so badly that it scared him away from competing against me in anything else. That's what happened.
I can see that. He couldn't compete against you in a race. He couldn't compete against you with the beard.
Yeah.
You seriously are a superior person.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate that. Sometimes you need to hear that. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. So Coach Sanford's going in on he's pushing for the 63. I'm just going to watch for the love of the game for a while now, Mike. That's what I'm going to watch, the Rockies, for the love of the game. Because growing the beard.
The movie or the saying?
The growing the beard and the hair was a battle. It was hard work. It was hard work. But we got through it somehow. And today we feel like a person again. 22 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break here. What will the Nuggets do with that number 26 pick? Are they going to package that with some guy to try to offload a contract, or do you want them to keep that draft pick? We'll talk about the Nuggets. Also, Clip of the Day is coming up next.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.